In another perspective, a mystery is named as such. We do not fully perceive what we see, but some things we observe and others we accept on faith. This is the essence of our mysteries. For example, I, as a believer, feel differently about these subjects than a non-believer. I hear, "Christ was crucified," and instantly I admire his love towards humans. The non-believer hears and concludes it to be weakness. I hear, "He became a servant," and I'm awed by his concern for us. The non-believer hears and considers it disrespectful. I hear, "He died," and I'm amazed at his power, that being in death he was not bound, but rather broke the chains of death. The non-believer hears and deems it ineffectual. The non-believer, hearing of the resurrection, claims it as a myth. I, being aware of the facts that prove it, bow down and honor God's plan. The non-believer, hearing of a baptism, thinks of it as just water. But I see not just the visible act, but the purification of the soul which is by the Spirit. The non-believer only thinks my body has been washed, but I'm convinced that the soul too has been cleansed and sanctified. I regard it as the burial, the resurrection, the sanctification, the righteousness, the redemption, the adoption, the inheritance, the kingdom of heaven, the full outpouring of the Spirit. For I do not evaluate based on the sight of the visible, but through the mental insight. I hear of the body of Christ. In one way I comprehend the phrase, in another way the non-believer does.